again.
Chairman Stephen Mayne again. That's the acting chairman, sorry. I'd just like to sort of politely beg to differ on that answer, Paul, and bring it into the demerger with ASEANO. ASEANO's shares have gone from $11 to $2.15. It's a massively overgeared vehicle. I think you can put the argument that we borrowed too much and paid too much for Patrick. And then we did the demerger last year, which actually had $80 million of costs. Now, I'd like to put it to you that, in hindsight, that was excessive, imposing $80 million of costs just demerging. And the better decision, the better strategy, would have been to accept the regulator's advice and sell down 50% interest in Pacific National before the asset markets went into meltdown. That would have paid down some of the debt. So whilst the way you've described the assets and some of the synergies is all good and well, the reality of share prices and imploding credit markets and crashing asset prices is that you've actually made two pretty big mistakes. The first one was paying too much for Patrick, and the second one was demerging ASEANO rather than selling down the stake in Pacific National. So I'd like to hear your comments on that, and specifically, tell us what this $80 million was that we spent demerging ASEANO. And then I was really confused with this whole Brambles thing. We'd meant to have demerged with ASEANO, and then we're suddenly on the Brambles register at the same time as ASEANO is stalking the Brambles register. So what was going on there? And Tim Pool last week at the ASEANO AGM claimed they got the better assets in the demerger. I think, you know, I said to him, look, you also got $5 billion of debt, so I don't think you did too well there. But how are you getting on with ASEANO now? Is it a good happy relationship? And what on earth was going on with Brambles?
Well, you've asked me about five or six questions there, Stephen, so I'm sure you may be interested in all those answers. I'll handle them fairly briefly, if I may. The $80 million, I haven't come prepared today to give you a dissection of that, but I'm happy to have the company secretary do that and get it back to you. The debt levels at the time that we did, and isn't it great this hindsight wisdom that we all have now about melting debt markets and crashing assets, or however you described it. When we did the ASEANO deal, there was value created to the extent of $25. The Toll share price in October last year was 25 something. And after the demerger, the toll went to 15. I think ASEANO was 10. I suppose if we all had the wisdom of hindsight, that would be good to have, wouldn't it? You could have sold your shareholding then and had done very well. However, the debt that was attributed to the ASEANO assets at the time, and I'm happy again to forward you some of the analytical research that was done, was seen as being quite conservative for that style of asset. It certainly wasn't a dumping debt on the business that it couldn't afford or that the market deemed to be too excessive. So at the time, in that day and age, which is different to now, the debt levels there were seen as being quite reasonable debt levels. So the demerger's gone ahead. Toll is now the largest customer of the Pacific National Rail business. What's the relationship like? The relationship is, as you would expect, between a large customer and a service provider. The only difference, had we had our time over again, that we may look at doing things differently, surrounds the constant involvement that the regulator has in ensuring that we do what they expect that we should do. And both companies, I think, could do without the very close supervision that we've been given there. But as the chairman said during his address, under our corporate governance guidelines, we're very comfortable with the disciplines that Toll has in place now to ensure, A, that we work in line with the requirements of the ACCC, and B, that that the relationship we have is an arm's length relationship, as it should be. So they're an important service provider. In relation to Brambles, you would need the Brambles as an opportunity was alive and well inside Toll well before the split. So you would need to ask Asiano how and where the opportunity came from that they embraced and pushed forward with so strongly. But Toll was certainly looking at Brambles. We have a reasonably modest investment in Brambles still today. There's a structure built around at least half our modest investment in Brambles that protects us from the current depressed nature of the Brambles share price. And then there's around about half our investment that the board feels it wouldn't dispose of until we had more sort of conducive conditions surrounding how fair value is measured for the Brambles business. But all I can say to you is that the fundamentals that interested us in doing something with Brambles remain today. We haven't changed our view at all on how much value we could add to that business with simply combining pallets into the supply chain solution that customers desperately want. So the logic was there then, it's there now, and I'm speaking obviously on behalf of Toll, not Asiano.